Hey there, good morning, y'all. It's Rich Pat from WWJ, hello from Japan.com. I'm on my way to work. Thursday. I can't believe it's Thursday already. So I got some listener mail here. Let's see. Firing up my phone here. From Dave. This was interesting. Towards the bottom here. He says, about yesterday's podcast. I actually had to turn off the post-bath scene. I also have two little boys, so I know how cute and silly they are. But the moment I'm kicking back at work... But at the moment I'm kicking back at work, so your futile attempts at trying to get put on their PJs and brush their teeth hits so closely... It was starting to elevate my blood pressure, and he said he had to turn it off. Yeah, well, kids will do that. The way I see it, you can either say your kids drive you nuts, or you can say that your kids teach you patience. And I grew up, my whole life, I thought as a child that I was. I was damaged goods, because my parents really got fed up with me a lot. And now that I have my own kids, and they do exactly the same things I used to do, and I didn't teach them to do it. Well, either they inherited that behavior, or that's just what kids do. I can understand their behavior from the point of view of having been a preteen boy myself. My wife doesn't understand it. And when the kids misbehave at home, it doesn't really bother me because I understand that that's just the way they are. I mean, you don't punish a cat for torturing small animals. You don't smack your dog for licking its balls. That's just what they do, and kids who are preteen kids just act like preteen kids, and teenage kids act like teenage kids, and they act differently, and, kids who are in college have a certain way of acting, and it's not always the way you want them to act, but that's just the way they are. Oh, man, I'm doing it again. There it is. This is a morning ritual trying to remember which pocket I put my rail pass in. So I look at it as if my kids are teaching me patience, and I don't always receive the lesson very well. I saw that skit, that Saturday Night Live skit with Will Ferrell. Get off the shed. If you don't get off that shed, I'm going to douse you with gasoline like a Vietnamese monk and set you on fire. I can understand that. And the reason why that's so funny, because it's true. You get that way as a parent. What was it yesterday? Day before yesterday. I finally smacked Andy on the rear. Probably for the first time in his life. They were supposed to be getting ready for bed. It was Monday night after a 3-day weekend, and they were really, really acting up. My wife was trying to get them ready for bed, and she had given up, so they were upstairs running amok. And after Andy got out of the shower, he went to the toilet to pee, and he peed on the floor instead, and it was, he did it deliberately. He pissed all over the floor. So, of course, his big brother had to tell on him, and it's not the telling on him that annoyed me. It was the fact that the way he did it that is, it annoyed his mother. And that's the tough part for me as a father, is dealing not with my kids, but dealing with my wife, who gets really bent out of shape when the kids misbehave. So, like when we're in the car and they're misbehaving, if it's just the three of us, you know, it doesn't bother me that much. But if it's the four of us, I know it really bothers my wife, and that's what stresses me out. So anyway, Andy pees on the floor Monday night, and you know, we can't have that kind of behavior because it makes mommy go crazy. And then I just, you know, I got angry with him, told him not to do it, told him to get his pajamas on, and he's still running around the upstairs naked. And he was just out of control. So I smacked him on the butt, first time in his life, and boy, he did not take it well. And I felt really bad about it too, but, you know, I had to do it. So afterwards, when he was finally in his pajamas and in bed, I said, "Look, you know, I don't like to hit you. I'd rather hug you and kiss you and scratch your back and stuff like that than hit you. So don't pee on the floor anymore. And I still love you." So that sort of calmed him down. I think that's what really scares the kids the most when you punish them, is they're afraid that you don't love them anymore, like they've really messed up. And I remember I used to get that reaction with Tony long time ago, when he was two or three. I'd punish him and he would act really, really scared. So that's when I started telling him, like every day, that I would always love him, just to make sure that he doesn't start worrying about that. And that seems to have really built up his confidence. And yeah, I know there are parents out there who never really get around to telling their kids how much they love them, but it really is important. And if you do it on a regular basis, it's not uncomfortable at all. So I do that a lot. I'll just say something like, "Hey Andy," I'll say, "What?" I say, "I love you." And I'll say, "I love you." So anyway, and the other thing is if there's something that the kids want to do, or if you can figure out what the kids want to do, you can use that to get them to do what you want them to do. So, like, if Tony wants to play a little bit of video games before he goes to bed, I can get him to take a shower and put his pajamas on really, really quickly. So lately I've been using as leverage, I've been using that little video of the babies laughing. Or I found a bunch of Warner Brothers cartoons online, and I use those. So if they get ready for school fast enough, or if they get ready for bed fast enough, they can watch a cartoon on my iPod video. And if they don't, they don't get to watch it. Speaking of the iPod video, an update came out for the firmware for the video iPod, and against my better judgment, I installed it last night, and now this morning I found out that some of the TV programs that I downloaded from the internet through BitTorrent, they're freezing for a couple of seconds. Like I downloaded a couple of episodes of The Daily Show, and it'll play for about 45 seconds, and then it'll freeze for 10 seconds, and then start playing again, but there's no audio. And then I have to turn off the video, turn it back on again, and it does the same thing over and over again. So I tested a few other TV programs, and it's the same thing. Even stuff that used to play fine, I have a few episodes of Mythbusters that don't play right. So I don't recommend anyone upgrading the iPod firmware, and now I got to figure out how to downgrade it. I know there are sites out there that archive the old iPod updaters, so I'm going to have to download that. And the thing that stinks about that is that means that I have to erase my whole iPod. So I lose all of my bookmarks. But anyway, I'm complaining. I don't complain much. I used to complain a lot. That was the other thing I want to talk about. I used to complain a lot about Japan. There's a couple of different stages of culture shock that you go through when you move to another country that's very, very different, like Japan. And I've done this twice already. I lived in Ecuador when I was an exchange student, when I was a senior in high school, and then obviously Japan. When you first get to the country and everything's different, it's like being in Disneyland, and you love everything because it's different, and you're fascinated by it, and you're like in sensory overload because you're just trying to suck everything in at once. And then after a while, it sort of wears on you, and then you get annoyed at everything being different. You start asking, well, why do they have to do things this way? Why is it always that way? Why does the toilet have two different versions of flush, big flush and little flush? Why do Japanese have to suck their teeth after they eat lunch and go to get the stuff out of, they get the food out of their teeth, and all kinds of stuff like that. And then some people never get over that, and they leave Japan, they just get sick of it. And then there's a third stage where it just becomes the background of your life, and you don't really start asking questions anymore, and you don't notice the things that are different anymore. And that's the stage I've been in for a long time. And starting this podcast, I've had to start looking at Japan through the eyes of a foreigner again to think about, you know, what sort of topics would be interesting, what's interesting to show, but without overdoing it. Like, I know news crews come to Japan and they focus too intently on the things that are different, and it makes it seem like a really exotic, strange, bizarre sort of country, and it's really not. You know, living in Japan really isn't much different than living anywhere else, I think. I'm already at work and I'm late, so next time I'm going to talk about some of the things that you know tend to annoy people when they live in Japan, and not just bitch about them, but to talk about how you can sort of think about them differently so that they're not so annoying. And that'll be next time. Oh, I had to get in. Man, I am really late. Okay, so talk to you next time. Thanks for all the feedback and stuff. I really appreciate it. All right, talk to you later.